All right, Eagles fans, let's take a look at some of the standout teams so far through two days in this NFL draft. I'm joined alongside NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. I'm Fran Duffy. Greg, let's start with the Jacksonville Jaguars. They started this draft with the number 5 overall pick. They end up with Jalen Ramsey. Stay put, get the top corner in this class. Stay put in round 2. They get Miles Jack. But you like their third round pick, Yannick Ngakoue from Maryland.
Yeah, I guess they're pretty happy with their offense. They went with 3 defensive players. But Ngakoue, to me, when I watched the tape, and he's a guy who grew on me. He's a little undersized, but he's a pass rusher. And again, when you get to the third round, you're looking at guys who are usually more situation players. And I think Ngakoue, he can put his hand in the ground from a 3-point stance and rush the quarterback. He can stand up in a 2-point stance and rush the quarterback. I think ultimately what he is a pass rusher. And what's the old axiom in the NFL, in today's NFL? You never have enough pass rushers, particularly from the edge.
Absolutely. So then you stay in the AFC South with the Tennessee Titans. Ton of picks. Obviously, they trade down from the number 1 spot. They end up with Jack Conklin at the 8th overall pick. And then they get to day 2, and you see a bevy of picks. A lot of toughness. You see Kevin Byard from Middle Tennessee State, a safety you and I both like, and Derrick Henry, the running back from Alabama.
Kevin Dodd.
From defensive and from Clemson.
You know what's really interesting to me, and this is one reason I love the draft, because very often you get a sense of how a team sees itself. And the Titans clearly now, under John Robinson and Mike Mularkey, they want to build a tough team. They want to be physical. They want to be able to run the football. They want to play defense up front, because they continually now have drafted defensive linemen. So they are setting a template for how they want to play football, and this draft really speaks to that.
And one team that's really impressed so far through the first 2 days, the Chicago Bears, a team the Eagles are going to see in week 2 this fall. You take Leonard Floyd in round 1. You take Cody Whitehair, the tackle from Kansas State, is probably going to shift inside to guard in round 2, and Jonathan Bullard, the defensive tackle from Florida in the 3rd round. What do you think of those 3 picks?
It's really interesting, because Leonard Floyd, who they moved up to get, they clearly target him. It speaks to the NFL game now, because Floyd, he may not be a starter, but when teams now play 65% or so in their nickel or dime sub packages, Leonard Floyd's going to be on the field for an awful lot of snaps, and they needed some speed on defense. They needed some explosion on defense. And a guy we both like, Jonathan Bullard, I think we were both surprised he lasted till the 3rd round. I think he can probably be a 3-4 D end in their base 3-4. But then when you go to your sub packages, he could pretty much play anywhere along the defensive line. And he's a better pass rusher than people think, because he's not just naturally explosive, but he has a knack for using his hands, using his body. He gets to the quarterback.
And you mentioned earlier, Greg, how it's interesting to see how teams view themselves throughout this draft process. And you look at the Seattle Seahawks out in the West, and you see them draft Jermaine Ifedi from Texas A&M in the 1st round. They draft Nick Vinette, the tight end, the blocker from Ohio State, in the 3rd round, as well as C.J. Proceise out of Notre Dame.
Yeah, and again, they lost Thomas Rawls last year to injury. He'll be back. But then they draft C.J. Proceise, who I think has a chance to be a David Johnson-style back. He was a receiver when he got to Notre Dame, transitioned to running back just his last year, and he's a big kid like David Johnson. He's raw, but he can work in a committee system in the backfield. And then, as you mentioned, Vinette, he's a big 265-pound kid. He's a blocker. And then Ifedi, I mean, we both watched him quite a bit. I kept watching him and watching him because I enjoyed watching him. And he would get people on the ground, and he was relentless. He's physical. This is a team that wants to reestablish that physical identity. Yes, Marshawn Lynch is gone, but this is a physical team. That's the way they want to play.
And Eagles fans out there may be wondering, what about the NFC East teams? New York Giants, the Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins. Well, don't worry. Greg and I will be right back later on today. We'll break down how all 3 of those teams drafted throughout the weekend and how that impacts the Eagles this fall. Stay tuned for more right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.